We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Sadie Parkinson. It's Monday, October 20th, 2025. First up, how a national movement looked here in Champaign. Saturday, the No Kings protest took place all across the nation in response to the actions of the Trump administration. The Urbana Courthouse was host to one of these peaceful protests organized by a variety of local political organizations. This initial protest was characterized by chants, cheers, and speeches, with various speakers leading the protest under the courthouse. They spoke out against a wide range of issues, including aggressive immigration policy, the military forces occupying American cities, the crisis in Gaza, and general authoritarian measures by the president.
From the prairie to the sea, we will fight till we're all free. From the prairie to the sea, we will fight till we are free.
Emily Rodriguez is a vice chair of the Champaign County Board who represents District 8. She is a Democrat and helped co-sponsor the protest that took place.
Thing worth marking. I think that it's aptly titled, right? No Kings. We see the president acting in ways with very little judicial restraint, launching major military actions without consent of Congress or consulting. It's amazing the lengths at which we've seen the balance of power wane in this presidency in both terms.
Yeah.
Protesters aired their grievances in all sorts of ways. Elaborate signs with witty remarks and costumes were abundant on the grounds of the event. Students, faculty, and townies of all ages and backgrounds were present.
It's good to see everybody out here. It's almost like a feeling of relief knowing that we're together with people who feel the same way, and there's a feeling of solidarity here. Mm-hmm.
Once the speakers finished up under the courthouse, protesters organized for a march through the streets. Onlookers waved and honked their horns as the people chanted through Urbana's downtown. The march finally ended just in time for a rain check at 2 p.m. back at the courthouse. However, a smaller group of protesters continued to demonstrate. For anyone looking to take part in more local-level action, the community will come together tomorrow at the 2025 Illinois Together Against Hate Human Rights in Action Conference from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the I Hotel and Conference Center in Champaign. This one-day statewide conference focuses on fighting hate and promoting human rights while actively working on making our Illinois communities more safe and inclusive. This in-person event will feature a morning and afternoon session deconstructing what it means to be a community member and how to be a civil and human rights advocate. Author Cynthia Miller Idris will be presenting as the featured keynote speaker and giving attendees tools to make impactful connections and drive lasting change. For more information on this event or other similar events, visit cei.illinois.gov. This week in the arts, PocketFest was Saturday and offered an experience that was anything but small. With a lineup of music ranging from slow, reflective melodies to certified headbangers, there truly was something for everyone. And let's not forget about the vendors. Whether you were looking for clothes, stickers, or even vinyls, PocketFest had it all. As for how the vendors felt about PocketFest compared to other shows, owner of Blue Crow Lavender, who sells art prints, pins, and keychains, described it as...
pretty similar. I think traffic has been a little bit more steady. Other shows tend to be like, there'll be a bigger rush at the beginning, but then slow down a little bit more.
Looking towards future plans, PocketFest co-founder and vending coordinator Max Crutcher hopes for...
maybe the opportunity to platform more artists, find some more room for more vendors, just like upscale everything. This is a pocket-sized music festival, but we would like to help out as many people as we can with this.
Heads up to lovers of both rock and show tunes. She may not be with us, but her music and energy will still live on. Come on over to State Farm Center tomorrow to watch Tina, the Tina Turner musical. As part of the WCIA 3 Broadway series, the musical follows the life of the Queen of Rock and Roll from her life as Anna Mae Bullock in Tennessee to finding international fame through her music. With hits such as Proud Mary, What's Love Got to Do with It, and The Best, audience members are sure to sing along with some of Turner's greatest hits. Tickets are on sale, and university students can get a discount with their NetID. For tickets and information, please visit statefarmcenter.com. And don't worry, Illini fans, we've got some basketball news for you as well. Illinois opened the season with a statement at State Farm Center, rolling Illinois State 92-65. Freshman David Mirkovich led the way with 19 points and 14 rebounds, controlling the glass as the Illini finished with 44 boards and 18 second-chance points. Juniors Vonimir Ivicic splashed 15, including early threes that set the tone, while senior Kylan Boswell added 14. Graduate student Ben Hummerhouse and freshman Keaton Wagler chipped in 9 apiece as the depth showed up. The Illini out-rebounded the Redbirds, dominated second-chance points, and scored 15 on fast breaks, showing the tempo head coach Brad Underwood wanted to see. Illinois shot 39% from three and looked every bit like a top 25 team, pulling away by halftime and never looking back. Next up, Illinois stays home to face Jackson State on November 3rd as the team looks to build on a strong start to the season. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyillini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Wilson Nichols, Sophie Van Sagge, Gavin Westlake, Vinnie Magsimble, and Kennedy Caldwell. From WPGU News, I'm Sadie Parkinson.